It's Advent, but everywhere I go, it looks like Christmas already. And I suppose most of us are already thinking about and preparing for Christmas. It's not easy getting ready for Christmas, is it? There's so much to do. For many of you, it's the busiest time of the year. And it can also be the most nerve-wracking. The shopping, the sending of cards, the baking of all those things that we probably shouldn't be eating anyway. The decorating inside and out. The parties and get-togethers. I know there are some well-intentioned people who claim that there's a war on Christmas. I don't see it. Some of them say there's a conspiracy to take all the real meaning and the joy out of Christmas. I don't subscribe to that theory. I like this time of year. I like the lights, the excitement of the children, the cards I get, the endless loop of Christmas and holiday music. I like it. But usually, I'm glad when it's over. And I do regret that too often we jumpstart Christmas with nonstop wall-to-wall celebration and activity, and somehow Advent gets lost in all of that. There are no shopping tips in today's readings. Instead, we hear words that are fresh and bursting with possibility and hope. Isaiah prophesies a Messiah who will usher in a strange new kingdom, a kingdom where you don't hate your enemies, where people live in harmony, where outsiders are invited to the party, and where children are in charge. He envisions even the wild animals as friends and neighbors who browse and eat together. Does it sound too good to be true? It probably is. But we can hope, can't we? It's Isaiah's way of saying that this Messiah will be different. Unlike anyone the world has ever seen. Someone who assures us that we are loved and cared for and remembered and included, and who wants us to get along. And then there's John the Baptist. Every year on the second Sunday of Advent, we meet this fiery prophet who doesn't tell us how to get ready for Christmas, but he does tell us how to prepare for the coming of Christ. You won't find John the Baptist in the manger scene or on a Hallmark card, but there he is every Advent with a simple but frank message. If we want to truly get ready for the joy of Bethlehem, we must repent, reform our lives, prepare the way of the Lord. It sounds dark. It sounds harsh. It makes John the Baptist sound like he wants to take all the joy out of this season of happy thoughts and lovely memories. To appreciate John, we have to think of repent as helpful advice rather than a grim warning meant to spoil our sleigh ride through Advent. Because if happiness is truly our aim, then repentance is probably the most reliable way to get there. Just think. The holidays won't be as joyful if we're angry with each other, if we hold back forgiveness, if we carry a grudge, if we're impatient and complaining, if we're feasting while some can't feed their families. If Advent is all about shopping for things for some who may not even want that or need it, and we neglect to ponder the mystery of divine love that is at the heart of this season, if that's all there is, then we will find ourselves with a very hollow feeling when it's over. And we will wonder why. John's advice: repent. Return to the Lord. Reassess. Take a good look at your life. Change what needs to change. And then there will be plenty of reasons to rejoice. St. Paul tells us today that the scriptures are meant for our instruction, so we should listen to them. He tells us that the scriptures help us find the source of joy, so we should listen to them, because we know that we need that. We need instruction. We need hope. We bring our ragged selves to the Lord week after week, and deep down we know that there is always room for improvement in our lives. Our need for change never ends. And so even the slightest turn of the heart toward conversion is a good thing. It can be an Advent offering. There's no telling what God can do with us when we humbly admit our need for his mercy and forgiveness. Advent is not a to-do list. It's a gift. It's meant to be unwrapped. In fact, it just might be what we've always wanted and needed. Here are some tips for what we might do to make Advent mean something. Let's confront our use of time, our abuse of time. We waste a lot of it. Let's create and jealously guard some quiet moments, a little silence, a little solitude. Let's go for a walk all by ourselves in the crisp air. How about sitting quietly some night with our address book, or contact list, or the greeting cards that come, and picture and pray for and bless every person we cherish who sent them to us? How about turning off the TV some night and listening to Handel's Messiah and basking in its beauty? How about making a good confession, experiencing reconciliation with the Lord? Let's be still once in a while. Be still and know that God is near. Advent is a sacred thing. a sacred mystery. It's about great wonder and great hope. God comes to meet us, but we must prepare the way.